When is a lie not merely a lie? Ethan wonders. When do such words fail to capture the enormity of untruth, so thunderous in their announcement that, like a black hole, they exert a gravity of their own, causing the light of truth to bend about them? Stellock Ethon, captain of the 19th Company, the Honored. He is an ultramarine, a son of Gilliman. He's a son of Kalth. The havoc of Landshear roars about him. Gunfire, murder, desperation. Armored word-bearers, their suits the color of dried blood. Ultramarines, their immaculate plate besmirched with ash and gore. Ethon hears the muted screams of the traitors along with the death cries of his own men, harsh and horrified across the vox, punctuated by the drum of bolt guns. It is a cacophonous symphony of betrayal and despair. Are the ultramarines not the light that bends? The Emperor's light, illuminating the far reaches of his empire, contorted about falsehoods terrible and true. Are the sons of Gilliman forever changed by the wretched unfolding of these great events? Will we stand like shadows of our former selves in the brilliance of realization, as we stand now before the wrath of Viridia? Within the Ceramite confines of his tactical dreadnought armor, the battle seems removed, even with death but a moment away. The treachery of men Ethon once called kin plays out before him like an impossible dream. His own actions a whirlwind of murderous necessity, similarly so. The tactical display, targeting reticules, and the overlapping vox streams reporting the carnage beyond, seem removed further still. Kalth is a world betrayed, a planet brought to its knees. Within hours, the bounteous sustenance of agricultural toil has been transformed into a nightmare of disbelief, smoke-shrouded battlefields and global slaughter. Orders proceed almost unconsciously from the captain's drawn lips. The gen-hanced muscle of his transhuman body works the massive Terminator suit around. His gauntlets yank back on the trigger of his combi weapon and gun his chain fist to shrieking annihilation. Ethon's mind is elsewhere, however. He kills without thinking. His commands are the living, breathing legacy of a lifetime at war. In such a lifetime, Ethon has experienced his share of shocks and surprises. The Corona Chasmi, the dread wonders of 12-1-42, the greenskins of the Gantessa Deeps. The orcs of that pocket empire had grown huge in their isolation. As the warp storms around it had cleared, the Xenos abominations had reached out from the deeps to claim the Mechanicum-held worlds of the Melior Corpus. Ethon would have lost his life to one such giant, but for a word-bearer's chaplain named Kurtha Sed. It had been on the frozen forge world of Melior Tertia, 61 years before, that the Ultramarines and the word-bearers had fought side by side, with the 13th and 17th Legions gathered at Kalth to take the fight to another encroaching greenskin empire. Ethon had been looking forward to seeing his friend once more, to perhaps repaying the blood debt he owes the chaplain. He will not get the chance now. The atrocities committed on Kalth and the unthinkable treachery hiding in the hearts of the word-bearers is shock and horror enough to make the Corona Chasmi and 12-1-42 fade to forgetfulness. The sons of Gilliman will never allow themselves to forget the pain of this betrayal. Within the soothing darkness of his plate, the captain is a raw wound. With the stunned taking of every word-bearer's life, that wound is sprinkled with the salt of unnecessary loss. With every ultramarine butchered, their failing life signs cascading down his optic overlays like a sizzling memorial, Ethon feels that salt rubbed into his very soul. He aches for the loss of every fallen ultramarine, as well as the lost legionaries that stand in victory over them. The legions have become entangled in one another's tragedy, and despite the confusion, the hatred and fury of the battlefield, they are both the victims of some greater catastrophe. The ultramarines, even with their drill, their theory and simulation, had been blind to this darkest of possibilities. Something, however, has opened the word-bearer's eyes to that which they should not have seen, and Lorgar and his sons have given themselves to the horror of tomorrow, to a vision of fraternal destruction and blood betrayed. Ethon and his ultramarines now find themselves in such a vision, fighting for their lives. The captain wants to roar, to curse and grieve, to shake the shock of this atrocity from his being and feel whole once more. But he cannot. While he hurts for the Emperor's flesh desecrated and his homeworld betrayed, he cannot allow such weakness to show. His brothers, both word-bearers and ultramarines, will hear the adamantine edge of Gilliman's voice in his own. They will feel the Emperor's wrath in the thunder of his shot and shell. They will know the certainty of war everlasting.